A confidential report commissioned by NASA has concluded that the space agency's plan to use a robot to save the Hubble telescope is highly risky. The robot would install two new instruments and replace batteries and gyroscopes. The report also says that if the space agency is going to spend some $2 billion, a surer option would be to let Hubble die and send the instruments up on a new telescope. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
After the Columbia space shuttle accident, NASA decided to cancel a final servicing mission to Hubble rather than risk the lives of astronauts. But two new instruments costing over $100 million were ready to go, and after an outcry from the public and scientists and members of Congress, the space agency came up with a new plan: send a robot up. But the new study raises doubts about that choice. The study was designed to weigh the options for the future of the Hubble program and was performed for NASA by the Aerospace Corporation, an independent contractor based in California. NPR requested a copy under the Freedom of Information Act, but NASA says the final report has not been written and will not be released. An executive summary of the findings, however, was delivered to the National Academy of Sciences, and that's a public document. It categorizes the robotic mission as high risk. The mission could take 5 years to prepare, it concludes, and by that time, Hubble could be dead and so damaged by the cold as to be unsavable. The lowest risk option, according to the study, is to simply bring Hubble down safely and send up the new instruments on a second bare-bones telescope. One scientist outside of NASA who had been briefed on the report called it the only legitimate independent analysis of the various options. Another called it good, competent, and impartial. But NASA says the study has limitations.
We on the Hubble program are quite skeptical of the forecasts and conclusions that come out of that study.
David Leckron is senior project scientist for the Hubble Space Telescope at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center. He says the study treated the robotic option as if NASA were going to have to develop the technology and mission from scratch.
If we had to start from scratch to develop the robot, yes, it would cost a great deal of money and take a great deal of time. But the simple fact is, we have a robot. It exists. It's been flight qualified for the space station. It has a design lifetime of 10 years. We only need to use it for a few months in space.
The Aerospace Corporation said it could not discuss the study, but a scientist familiar with the work said it does properly address the robotic mission's readiness. David Leckron at NASA has another caution about the report, though. He says it doesn't take into account one main motivation for sending a robot up, which is that NASA wants to gain experience operating robots in space. The Aerospace Corporation analysis also weighed in on a third, more controversial option, and that was to send astronauts up to make repairs as originally planned. A table in the executive summary indicates this may be the only plan guaranteed to reach Hubble before it dies. The analysis gave the option medium risk, but NASA Administrator Sean O'Keefe has said on many occasions he does not want to risk sending humans to save a telescope orbiting far away from the safety of the space station. He spoke to NPR last month.
Could we do it? There's any number of folks in the astronaut corps who would sign up right now, today, to fly that mission this afternoon. That's not the measure of success. If the worst were to happen, as we saw in the Columbia case, this would be an unconscionable action.
To many scientists, that sounds like fuzzy logic, because NASA is planning to fly close to 30 space shuttle missions to continue work on the space station, a project which they say has little scientific merit. But other researchers say they understand O'Keefe's reluctance. John Morris at Arizona State University spent 7 years of his career building one of the two new instruments waiting to be flown to Hubble, and he has seen the summary of the Aerospace Corporation study.
Yes, there are certainly scientists who feel that sending astronauts up to Hubble would be an acceptable risk, but I agree with the administrator that none of them are making the call on the day of launch saying that we're safe to launch.
And astronomers do seem to be warming to the idea of a robotic fix-it mission for reasons that go beyond the numbers. David Leckron at NASA says when he drags his colleagues into the lab and shows them what the robotic arm can do, they look relieved. He says two of his colleagues actually shed tears. Partly, he said, they understand that Hubble can be rescued, and they're also relieved about something else.
They were torn and conflicted between feeling confident that the shuttle program could pull off another Hubble servicing mission, but on the other hand, feeling some sense of guilt that, you know, if something went wrong, it would be their fault.
NASA has not fully committed itself to the robotic plan, and back in March, under pressure from Congress, NASA asked the National Academy of Sciences for its advice in making a decision. As part of its deliberations, the National Academy reviewed the Aerospace Corporation study. The Academy's recommendations are due out this week. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.
If you'd like to see the Aerospace Corporation's executive summary yourself, go to our website, npr.org.